You want to be abundant? Stop hanging out with broke people. You want to make money? Start hanging out with people who make money. You want to feel good about yourself? Stop hanging out with people who are depressed.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, and today we are going to talk about why you are not expanding at the level that you desire to be expanding at. So here's the thing. You want to be abundant? Stop hanging out with broke people. Broke people don't know how to expand anything except lack and scarcity. And so as a result, it perpetuates more lack and more scarcity. So you know they have this saying that you are a compilation of the five people that you spend the most time with. And, you know, this is true. It really, truly is. If you're surrounding yourself with people who are living in fear and are living in doubt and are allowing what's happening in the collective and on the planet to affect them negatively, then you are going to feel that because everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. So if you're surrounding yourself with people that are really struggling energetically, their vibrations are low, that is going to wear off on you. So there's a reason why rich people stay rich. And it's because they surround themselves with other successful people who are making money. When people come together and they're in that high vibrational state of attracting and manifesting, when multiple people that have that same state of consciousness come together, that state of consciousness multiplies. So the same is true of the opposite. People who are living in fear, doubt, scarcity, and full of lack, when they surround themselves with people that are full of fear, doubt, scarcity, and lack, that multiplies also. So it works both ways. So you're either going to exponentially multiply your fear, doubt, lack, and scarcity, or you're going to exponentially multiply your abundance, your worthiness, your deserving. So it's really important that you take a really close look at the people that you are surrounding yourself with. Literally, right now, who are the five people that you spend the most amount of time with? And are those five people working towards goals that are similar to yours when it comes to money, wealth, and abundance? If they're not, you need to find some new friends. I mean, literally, I see this as people's Achilles heel. They keep people in their lives because of loyalty or they've known them for a long time. And even though they can feel them dragging them down, even though they can feel that emotional anchor that they have tied around their ankle, they won't let go of those people. They won't let go of the people that are holding them back from their infinite potential. And as a result of that, they don't actually ever reach that infinite potential because they're continuing to buy into old programming and conditioning around loyalty and around those old friendships that you hold on to no matter what, because they've just always been there. You know, I mean, this isn't to say that you have to remove every single person from your life that isn't vibrating at the same frequency that you are or isn't trying to go to the same places that you're trying to go. But what it does mean is that the people that you spend the most time with should be looking to achieve similar goals. They should be high vibrational people if you're trying to maintain a high vibration. So one of the things that I love about my life is I'm literally surrounded by people who are earning six figures a month. and people that are motivated to continue to expand their financial realities, their financial empires, and we're all actively seeking better investments, more financial opportunities, more ability to acquire and accumulate wealth. We have conversations about different types of currency and the state of the global financial market. We are actively pushing each other and encouraging each other to be our best selves and to show up as the best versions of ourselves that we know exist. And so we're holding that mirror for each other and we're constantly encouraging each other. I see this all the time happening in broke friendships and relationships that are anchored in lack mentality. And the same thing happens, except it's that misery loves company type scenario where because the other person isn't doing good, they don't want you doing too good. And if you start to raise your vibration and you start to energetically lift outside of that container that you're both a part of, they get jealous. And this is where the crab bucket mentality comes in, where it's, we're not going to allow anyone to rise above us. We all want to be in the bottom of that crab bucket, suffering together. Don't let anyone get out. Don't let anyone rise above the rest. And in Australia, they call this tall poppy syndrome. This is the human mentality that has to go because the collective consciousness cannot raise when we are continuing to engage in these types of behaviors that disempower each other. So one of the things that I've been noticing a lot as of late is, you know, I am part of this incredible, incredible organization, Healy, where we sell this microcurrent personal energy and frequency device that is changing the planet. It's changing my life. It's changed my life. I'm completely obsessed with it. I'm literally wearing it right now. But one of the things that I am getting to see really, really clearly is in building this team inside this social selling company is the difference in people's mindsets and how it is so threatening for some people to see other people being successful. And they are so threatened by those other people's success that they're doing everything they can to sabotage that success. And they're not even aware that they're doing it. So they feel like they're looking out for other people or they're looking out for the collective when they pull people back down to reality or they try to get people to agree with their position and their point of view on certain things. And I just have begun to see so clearly that 80% of people are living in lack and scarcity mentality. It is only 20% that are moving out of that lack and scarcity, only 5% that really are starting to step into abundance, and then only 1% that are even close to achieving their infinite potential. Like those people that are the most high vibrational beings, those people that are the ones that are actively seeking their highest and best good and new opportunities and ways to elevate their consciousness and ways to raise their vibration and ways to call in more abundance into their life. 1%, you guys, 1%. So where are you falling right now? Are you in the 80%? Chances are you are. And you don't have to stay there. You do not have to continue to take up residency in Brokeville. Nobody fucking wants to live there. It's horrible. Start looking at who you're surrounding yourself with. Start looking at who calling in the type of people that would encourage you and empower you to be your best self. Chances are you've got one or two of them already in your field of influence, your sphere of influence. You've got a couple of them that encourage you. You've got a couple of them that have common goals. Get really clear on who you want to call into your life, the type of people that you want to be hanging out with. And ask the universe to deliver them to you. And when they show up, don't ignore them. Actually recognize that that's what it is, the universe sending you that thing that you asked for, that thing that you said you desired, which was people to help elevate you and help lift you up. The thing that's tricky about this is sometimes they show up and they tell us things that we don't want to hear. Sometimes they show up and they show us how much we're actually living and existing in lack and scarcity, and we're threatened by them. And so we have that same reaction to them that perhaps other people are having to us, where they're trying to pull us down, where they're trying to keep us down in the crab bucket. So pay attention to the people that trigger you, that you kind of like, but you're like, ah, this thing about them really bugs me. Pay attention, because chances are they're showing you something that's possible that you're afraid to go after because you're afraid of failing. Surround yourself with those people. That person who's triggering you, that person that's making you a little bit uncomfortable, take them to lunch and ask them if you can pick their brain about how they're creating the life that they're creating. If there is somebody that you see that you're like, I want what they have. Wow, look what they've accomplished. And you feel a little twinge of jealousy. That's the person you need to be hanging out with. That's the person that you need to position yourself closely to so that you can learn from their mistakes and not have to make the same ones again. That's one thing. But just so that you can be in their energetic vibration and in their energetic frequency. It is literally putting yourself in close parallel proximity to those people is going to elevate your consciousness. It's going to elevate your vibration. It's going to elevate your frequency. It can't not. Then find another two and another two. And the next thing you know, your entire circle is filled with high vibrational beings and people, and your life will start changing. I promise you. I promise you that. It is so important to carefully cultivate the circle of people that are around you. This also includes anybody that's helping you, anybody that's on your team, anybody that's on your staff. When you've got low vibrational and low frequency people helping you in your business or helping you at your job, or coworkers that are low vibrational, it's going to affect you. It's impossible for it not to, because everything is energy. Remember that. Those of you that have children, this is such an important lesson to teach them, and to teach them early. This is why you see rich people, people who are born rich, go on to be rich, because their whole entire lives they've been surrounded by people who have been taught that money is easy, that money will always be there, that they can always make more money, and they have grown up feeling abundant. They have grown up feeling like there are no limitations for them financially, and as a result, they're not. But they've also grown up surrounded by other people, other families, and other children that were raised in similar ways. So everyone feels abundant. Everyone feels worthy. Everyone feels deserving of earning money. And so as a result, they do. So this is a really, really good lesson to teach your children, to surround themselves with people that energetically and vibrationally make them feel good, that energetically and vibrationally uplift them. So obviously we're not gonna tell our kids, hey, go hang out with the rich kids, like go find the rich friends. Like, it's not about that, right? But what it is about is making sure that our kids understand that how they feel when they're around their friends directly impacts their frequency and vibration. So if they're feeling shit when they're around their friends, or their friends are making them feel bad about themselves, or they feel a little bit depressed, or they feel a little bit low energy when they're hanging out with someone, let them know that that comes from being in other people's energetic vibration and frequency. Ask them to think of a friend that actually makes them feel super high vibe, that they have fun with, that they laugh with, that they always enjoy hanging around. And then get them to model that when they're choosing their new friends, and talk to them about the importance of surrounding themselves with people that are going to make them feel good, make them feel high vibe, and that are going to challenge them and empower them to be their best selves. I think that's honestly one of the best lessons that we could teach our children right now, is just simply to pay attention to their feelings around vibration, frequency, and energy. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time, so click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me, so do the thing. Now back to the podcast. So yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You want to be abundant? Stop hanging out with broke people. You want to make money? Start hanging out with people who make money. You want to feel good about yourself? Stop hanging out with people who are depressed. And it sounds quite simple, but honestly, our programming and our conditioning is so hindering and so limiting to us because we are programmed and conditioned to believe that we have to be loyal, that we have to maintain friendships that aren't serving us because that's the good thing to do, right? That's the, if you are a good, you know, and I'll even go so far as to say, like, these are Christian values, right? Like, if you're a good Christian, then you're going to suffer for the sake of others' happiness. And this is the biggest crock of shit. You're suffering for others' happiness. The others never actually become happy. Because if they're surrounding themselves with people that are suffering for the sake of their happiness, eventually they too will suffer. Take care of yourself. Take care of your own energy and your own vibration. Look for beings that elevate that and lift that. Look for people that when you're around them, you feel so good. You're smiling from ear to ear. You have a great time. You're laughing. You are enjoying life. Those are the type of people that you want to surround yourself with. Be very aware of people's influence on you. I have no problem hanging out with people that influence me. I love being around people that influence me. But the influence that I desire is the influence that pushes me towards my greatness. The influence that I desire is the influence that challenges me to rise to a new level. The influence that I desire are the people that are influencing my competitive nature. Those are all the things that help me excel, that help me be excellent in life. So be careful and be aware. How are people influencing? Are they influencing you negatively? Are they getting you to do things that you normally wouldn't do that are bad for you, that aren't supporting abundance in your life, that aren't supporting acquiring and accumulating wealth? Like, are they getting you to go out and party all the time and spend money and do things that you feel like physically, emotionally, spiritually are not in your highest and best good? Dump them. Get rid of those people as quickly as possible. Throw them out the door and tell them don't let it hit them on the way out. Start surrounding yourself with people that influence you positively. If your friends aren't encouraging you to reach outside your comfort zone, you have the wrong friends. If your friends aren't encouraging you to push harder, to push further, to dream bigger than you ever have, you've got the wrong friends. If you find that you're not doing that for your friends, that you want to sink into that kind of like misery loves company behavior, that, you know, you think, I want the best for them, but I don't want them to get a big head. Or if you find yourself engaging in those lack behaviors, those lack mentality behaviors, take a look at that. Because most likely, if you're listening to this podcast, It means that you're already on a spiritual journey. It means that you're already attempting to elevate your consciousness, that you desire abundance, that you want to acquire and accumulate wealth, that you want to be wildly financially successful, sharing your purpose work with the world. So you're on a spiritual journey. You've already identified the power of energy, vibration, and frequency. So if you are experiencing those behaviors or you're starting to fall into those old patterns, likely it's because the people that you're interacting with are also feeling that same way. The power of collective consciousness is so great, and it is why it's so important that you surround yourself with high vibrational people, because it doesn't matter how vibrational a being you are. If you are surrounded by low vibrational beings, your energy is going to lower. Your vibration is going to lower. The collective influences each other so greatly. So find some really amazing people to surround yourself with. Find people that have similar passions. Find people that want to do the same things that you're excited about doing. My friends love to travel. My friends love staying in luxury hotels. My friends love eating at amazing restaurants. And all of those things make me feel super high vibe. And so when I surround myself with people that love to do those same things, we're always challenging each other to do better in business. And the other thing I think is that when you're in that high vibrational state, all of a sudden, so many new possibilities come. So many new opportunities present themselves. Because when you're in a place where you're around people who are expansive by nature in their energy, your reality expands. And when you're around people with similar goals and visions and excitement about life, opportunities will be drawn to you because you will be magnetic. You will be in a state of attraction. And so more opportunities will come, more business opportunities, more investment opportunities. It is literally how we multiply. We multiply by aligning ourselves with appropriate energy. And so really, and maybe not even appropriate energy, the energy that we align ourselves with multiplies. So it's your choice. You get to either align yourself with energy that sucks you down into the crab bucket, or you get to align with energy that pushes you towards your infinite potential. So take a good look at your friends, see who you're surrounding yourself with, get rid of some people, and call in some new people that are going to help you expand. Until next time, this is Leah signing off.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.